Spanish, you'll see the man shot by the police in cold blood without a weapon in his hand, and that's supposed to be the hero's ending. My God, the police has made a hero out of doing such. It's just outrageous. U.S. Health, Department of Health say women are in as much danger from smoking as men. Scientific studies in the last 5 years reveal that they are as open to the cardiac problems, hypertension, and cancer from cigarette smokes as men. Carter admits to the nation on TV that he may have made a mistake in supporting the capital gains reduction of tax. That's very nice. Anybody ought to know, Mr. Carter, that you are a ploy of the rich when you suggest a reduction on capital gains. So Senate may now demand, may be forced by their constituents to put a tax on capital gains, because they were only, in a way, working around under a thing they called capital gains, but was making benefits only for the rich. This seems to be USA Ambassador Young admits the United States is no longer a melting pot. At best, it's just a salad bowl, and not that tasty. Another, so the other side of him talking again. I don't know what... Of course, he knows the handwriting on the wall. He'll be dumped before long. Of course, Carter couldn't possibly win the election with him, with the black, the only black that he has as an ambassador. U.S. small business people are railing at the idea of the capital gains that will help the rich. They declare the tax will only benefit a few. Well, let's hope that even the middle class at least don't let the monopoly capitalists get by with everything, but they don't seem to still be willing to give the American black and Indian a part of the American pie, because there are stricter and stricter measures being taken and passed in every state to cut off taxes that benefited, as I told you, the part of your check that was SSA was purely welfare, and the state had to pay it. The part you lost when you moved here, you wouldn't have it now if you were back there. They have cut it off. That's a move aimed entirely at poor blacks, Indians, and working class whites that they always called hillbillies. It's a terrible, terrible move. That is, ends the reading commentary of the news for the day. We will give a brief now synopsis of New Zealand. New Zealand, a racist nation that refuses to allow any person who is Asian, Indian, or black to immigrate to its land. Australia also follows the same policy. Its location is 1,200 miles east of the southeast coast of Australia in the South Pacific. How was it created? The two major and several minor islands comprising New Zealand, Z-E-A-L-A-N-D, are the crests of a giant and unstable earth fold. Remember, testing evaluation. There will be testing evaluation before the movie. If we do it that way, there will be testing evaluation. The main islands are geologically quite young. The Maoris, M-A-O-R-I-S, are the Polynesians, like the Hawaiians. Beautiful, light brown skinned people arrived around 800 A.D. after the death of Jesus, so-called. Dutch explorer Abel Janszoon, J-A-N-S-Z-O-O-N, Tasman, T-A-S-M-A-N, named the country in 1642 New Zealand, meaning after the sea, spelled with an S, S-E-A-L-A-N-D. British settlement began soon after Captain Cook charted the islands in 1769 and 1770. Given self-government in 1852, dominion status in 1907, achieved autonomy, I mean its total self-government, gradually. But this was formally granted in 1931 by the Statute of Westminster, adopted in New Zealand in 1947. took them that long, even though white, to get their independence from the British Empire. And they're still, the people, the citizenry, are manipulated by U.S. and British imperialism. Its size, New Zealand proper consists of North Island, 44,281 square miles, half the size of Guyana. South Island, 58,093 square miles. Not yet, still, you see, both of them together, just barely larger than Guyana. Stewart Island, only 670 square mile. Chatham, C-H-A-T-H-A-M, Island, 372 square mile. And many minor outlying islands, too small to even talk about. The total square mileage is 103,736, compared to Guyana's 83,000 square miles. New Zealand also administers the Cook Islands, the Tokelaus, T-O-K-E-L-A-U-S, and the Ross Dependency in Antarctica, which is barren and not of any value, really. Population, over 3 million. It's one of the least populated, but it's still more population for its land size than we have here, and much less fertile ground. European, mostly white, British, 90.6%. Maori, M-A-O-R-I is 7.5%, but they're being killed off gradually like the Indians and the blacks in any white country, USA and England. Pacific Islanders, only 1.9%. 33.7% belong to the Church of England. It was a church created because King Henry wanted to commit adultery. That's as simple as that. It's also known as Episcopalian or the Anglican Church. 21.8% are Presbyterian, 15.9% are Roman Catholic, 7% are Methodist, 1.7% are Baptist, 19.7% are no religion at all. Who rules? A unicameral parliament of 80 European and 44 Maori members. Means the Indians are just tokens. They don't have any power at all. A cabinet is formed for the majority party with one minister serving as prime minister. Election is for 3 years by popular vote. Who really rules? Trade unionism is powerful, and it's unfortunately dominated by the bourgeoisie, the capitalist. There are heavy foreign investments, but strong regulations against foreign companies having a large degree of ownership, but they still manipulate the economy. New Zealand's economy is extremely dependent on specialized products, wool, lamb, mutton, butter, timber. In a world crisis or world war, they wouldn't be able to survive like we will in Guyana. And they're also dependent on the disposal of these products overseas and on the maritime commerce involved, the shipping commerce. And that all ends in war times or at times of capitalist economic depression or collapse. Some 70% of the occupied land in New Zealand, 45% of the total area, is directly devoted to supporting livestock. That's all it's good for. New Zealand has 60 million sheep and 2 million cows, mostly Jerseys. New Zealanders have nicknamed themselves Kiwis, K-I-W-I-S, after the flightless bird of their land, a bird that can't fly. They are a friendly people, for the most part, if you're not black or brown. This is a capitalist commentary, of course. In love with their country. The Kiwis are very angry over French testing of nuclear devices in the Pacific atmosphere. New Zealand got an injunction against the test from the World Court, which the French ignored. The French went right ahead and are going ahead again. The French have no damn sense whatsoever. That's true. They're testing dirty bombs that just pour their debris out on nations everywhere. Public protests are supported by the government, and one Kiwi, K-I-W-I, frigate sailed near the test area just this past week. And upon it is a cabinet minister. Although it was succeeded in doing, the French drove them out and are going to continue their testing. New Zealand is hoping the World Court will condemn the test with a formal decision. Won't make any difference, because France is too close to U.S. imperialism, and U.S. imperialism will safeguard it from being bothered until it collapses economically. New Zealand is becoming more industrial to lessen its dependency on agriculture. The potential hydroelectric power is there, but many Kiwis or New Zealanders are conscious of potential environmental harm. In 1971, 250,000 persons signed a protest halting a planned dam on Lake Manapouri, M-A-N-A-P-O-U-R-I, because they know industrialization endangers people's health, like the smoke from the factories that we used to breathe so much in USA. That's what they mean. In 1893, New Zealand became the first country to give women the right to vote. It has a social democracy of sorts, but highly racist in nature. Much love. Thus ends the news and commentary. It's only been about a half an hour of news and commentary, so I'm sure you can digest it, have it for testing evaluation in the Theater Pavilion tonight. Everyone required to come, and then we'll see a short Hollywood movie to study the racism in Badge 373. Now that is a regular TV serial, by the way, every week on television. Much love, much production. Let's pick up our pace, please. We've noticed that people are not caring still. We must be friendly, and we must not talk while I'm speaking so we can learn. It's important to get knowledge. And if we care, let's not have the blood of people on our hands. Another little baby, a beautiful baby, was brought to us today. An East Indian baby for adoption here in our community. We're so thrilled that we're gaining new babies into our population that we can help from the outside too. So I know we're all thrilled over that. We have a beautiful East Indian baby. They're East Indian, Amerindian, we've had Chinese, black. Now we are very grateful for the melting pot. We are not a salad bowl like Master Young says. We are a beautiful melting pot. We all live together in peace. Let's not have the blood of our people on our hands by not working. Please, please, let's work and produce. Thank you very much. Guests will be here in a short while. A large number of guests, so let's be sure to be beautifying all the area. All the area. We are having guests and also Kay's family. The grandchildren are to settle with us. Everyone's to be very courteous and talk about positive things only. Talk about the beauty, and everyone be smiling and friendly. We'll have also several students from the best schools of Guyana, some 26, arriving in a short while. So be very friendly, very cordial in your reception. And let's clean up everything. I want to look over the place. I'll be going through the houses and the yards. Let's have everything cleaned up as much as possible. And every porch beautified. Everyone be responsible to look around. Inspection, education, and nursing. I'm requiring you to look this time also. The nursing staff, the medical staff, to see that everything is as beautiful as possible. Thank you so much.